Hello everyone, welcome to Toonami Therapy, today on December 2nd of 2021. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here to talk about some of the anime we've been watching, much of which is on Toonami. Although, it seems Toonami is, after this week, going to not be really showing anything new for a while. Because they've got, like, a Blade Runner marathon. That was what we talked about last week when I said I would look it up later. And then they've announced some other stuff. The bottom line is, outside of Blade Runner, I don't think we're getting new episodes of shows for at least a while. Apparently it's because there were some last minute delays or something in getting some of the shows they were going to watch, and that apparently it'll be more fixed up in January.
Mm-hmm.
So we will actually probably not be discussing too much about Toonami after this. We'll just be discussing our non-Toonami shows, and so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so first, we get into what might Blade Runner Black Lotus episode 4. So what happens is we get this flashback, or I think she was watching it on a video, and basically Elle finds out that she and a bunch of other replicants were taken to or other people, because I don't know, they were taken to this place, or maybe they were made for the place or something. Well, okay, I'm not going to go too much into it. Basically, guys try to kill them and they manage to escape, and then apparently she's going to try to get revenge on the rest of the guys or something. And I'm going through this quick because we probably won't be watching this show much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of our big reason we were doing it was because, well, it's on Toonami and we've got other stuff we're interested in watching, but that other stuff isn't going to be on. So despite that, I will say I did think this was the most interesting episode so far. It still wasn't particularly great, but I don't know. I think I probably will at least check out the next one just to see if it continues to improve. I'll at least give it that. But if not, I'll probably just drop it. And maybe when Toonami comes back and they've got a few episodes left, we'll go and we'll watch it and we're like, wow, we missed 6 episodes. We have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just found so much of this episode to be unrealistic. Like, these people are great at shooting, but as soon as it comes to shooting the main character, all of a sudden they forget how to shoot. and so many of the things were unrealistic and kind of ridiculous, like how they were able to just steal their cars Grand Theft Auto style. Mm-hmm. Like, all they did was press the triangle button and boom. they got their car working. I mean, that is like straight out of great Grand Theft Auto. But even in Grand Theft Auto, the police cars at least had locks on their doors. So if you tried to steal one of them, the policeman would jump out of the car and pin you to the ground. You'd be busted. So, I just found this episode to be ridiculous, and maybe, in my opinion, probably the worst one yet, actually, because, I mean, yeah, there was stuff happening, but it was so ridiculous that I couldn't take it seriously anymore.
Well, honestly, I think the fact that it was ridiculous, even if you were enjoying it like that, I think that's more enjoyment than previous ones, but I liked it more just because it seemed like it was, there was at least some, like, the action was better. I mean, it wasn't necessarily great, but, I mean, there was at least a little more I cared about it. And there seems to kind of be a plot. I did mention the fact, though, that when you see the chief of police, and he's there, and then and the person's delivering the report, and you don't see the chief's like face for most of the scene until at the end when he kind of looks at the report and, you know, he goes, oh, great. And then you see his face and I'm thinking, am I supposed to recognize this guy? I'm looking at, like, obviously this is, you know, just done by random people, but the description of it on Wikipedia, it doesn't seem to indicate that he it does confirm that he was one of the hunters, but I couldn't remember him, so I kind of take back some of those snarky criticisms I made. But yeah, the other thing is, so this, I think, is supposed to be telling us, yes, she is a replicant. And I'm like, okay, but if that's the case, then why did we go through all that stuff to say she was not one? Because they spent a bunch of time establishing, no, this character is definitely not a replicant because they do not meet these certain requirements and stuff. That. So, yeah, that's what might be our final one on this show. Or not. You never say never. But, yeah. Unfortunately, another sort of Adult Swim Toonami original that I didn't think was that great. All right, so we can move on to Food Wars, episode 73.
Okay, so it's the end of the show, I guess, because everyone gets into their new roles and everything is solved. So Erica's father leaves and Erna takes over the school as director, and Soma just decides, okay, I'm number one now. I'm just going to take that for myself. Yeah, no problem there. So he just takes it, and basically all of the, like, everything, all the loose ends are all tied up, and Erno and Hisako have their big love confessing moment, which, I don't think it's supposed to be, I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know if this is supposed to be the romance or is it supposed to be Soma and Erna. I don't know, but, definitely there's no doubt anymore how much Hisako is supposed to be paired up with Erna. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, some guy shows up at the end of the episode, someone I've never seen before. And from what you tell me, he's the reason there's a season 5. I mean, this show could have easily ended after this episode. And I'm starting to wonder if we're going to regret having a 5th season because it won't tie up things as well as this one did, and now we'll be it'll leave us thirsty for more. So yeah, I don't know. I just felt like this should have been it, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's what I always wonder. It is, I mean, in terms of an epilogue, I would have preferred something a little farther into the characters' lives, because, so I remember in the manga, I don't know if the anime does this, they probably do, you have the next arc and then at the end it cuts forward several years and you see what the characters are up to after graduating and such, and I'm like, okay, that's decent enough. You could have just put that here though. But yeah, it has been so long since I read that final arc in the manga that most of it's a blur. The one thing I know is that almost everyone I've seen says that the final season is the worst.
Oh, great.
Set your expectations low and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, so far the worst season, in my opinion, was the second season out of the first four. The third season was the best. And this past season wasn't bad, but the second season was it wasn't that good.
Let's see. What did happen in the second season? Let's see. We had some of the autumn election. Then they, it was mostly the autumn election or whatever it was called. And then they had them go, you know, basically work as interns. The stagiaire, they called it. So, yeah. One thing I actually do wonder, have they confirmed that they're going to air the fifth season?
Oh.
Because...
That's interesting.
Because they haven't, because for the next like three or four or whatever weeks, they're not going to be showing any new episodes of this. And we just finished a fourth season. And I'm just thinking, well, does that mean maybe that they're not going to continue after the fourth season? Or did they just think to themselves, well, it's the end of the fourth season. If we're going to have a break, we might as well do it here. So I wonder if we'll see the fifth season on Toonami.
Has the fifth season even been dubbed yet?
I don't know. That's the other reason I was wondering. I'm not sure if it's been dubbed. I remember like reading even before it was put on Toonami that they had dubbed the fourth season, but I don't know about the fifth. Let's see. I'm not seeing anything on Wikipedia here. Is there like a DVD or Blu-ray release of it? I just searched for Food Wars Fifth Plate on Amazon. I didn't find anything, although there is a Way of the House Husband anime apron kitchen supplies, dog avatar cosplay apron.
That's nice.
It has nothing to do with Food Wars, but it's one heck of a name. But in terms of this episode, yeah, this was a fairly decent wrap-up for the series. I am trying to think of... The saddest thing is when I think about, okay, what plot-wise do we need for another season? What's, like, the big things that should be wrapped up? And I'm thinking, well, we never really got a good thing for Megumi. I mean, they keep saying, oh, she's got potential, but then she keeps losing. And I was thinking that would be something for the next season. Spoiler alert, she doesn't get that. So, yeah, that just makes it seem even more unnecessary. If I remember correctly, like, the biggest thing you get is there's some stuff with Erina's involving Erina's mother in that season. But I seem to remember a lot of people didn't like it, so... But yeah, I can't remember too much about it, and I'm going to try not to look into it, because if they air it, then I'll at least get it with a little more of, new eyes. But yeah, season 5 questions aside, yeah, this was a pretty decent ending for the season.
Yep.
Anything else?
Not on Food Wars, no.
All right, so we can discuss Naruto Shippuden, episode 364. Did you want to do this one?
No, I was hoping you would.
Oh, okay. Now let me see if I can remember what happened. I always have trouble remembering, like, the last thing. Okay, so they're fighting against... They're fighting against the Ten Tails, which basically looks like something from Attack on Titan with a bunch of tails.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad guys do like some attacks, and it kills some of the good guys, except the only one that we really care about is Neji. So he's the only one that the characters really react to. And that's all, you know, sad. And then they bring, and then, you know, Naruto loses heart, but he gets a, but he gets a speech from Hinata, who he has apparently still forgotten the fact that she confessed her love to him, like 100 episodes ago. That gets him more revitalized, and, then they're going to fight again, and Killer Bee, once again, even in the midst of a life or death battle, makes sure to give dialogue in rhyme.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Although, like I mentioned, it was, what did he say? I can't remember what he said, but I remember it was only like a kind of rhyme. So I was thinking, oh, well, maybe it just shows that, you know, it's so, at what's going on is so major. He doesn't even have time to make his rhymes work right. So, yeah, this was actually a decent enough episode.
Yeah, I thought it was a great episode. I like the, I like the fact that it didn't take Neji like 10 episodes to die. It did for Asuma, is that his name?
I think that's it.
You know, Ino's sensei, I forget what his name was. But remember how he like kind of sat there on his deathbed and like told like, you know, I want you to do this, this, and this, and then the next guy to do this, 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 and one of the things he told Ino was not to lose in love to Sakura, and it took like 10 episodes from the die, and I was thinking, okay, this is gonna be similar. We're gonna have Neji just lying there saying all this stuff. But it didn't. So,
yeah. When you look back at it, didn't losing love, because Sakura ended up with Sasuke, who's basically a deadbeat father who spends most of the time away. Ino ended up with someone who actually stays with her.
Yeah. Who's she end up with again?
Sai.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that guy even existed. I totally forgot about his existence until right now. Yeah, you're right. He read a book on how to fall in love. So, But I did think this was a very solid episode and maybe the best episode I've seen in a long time. With the caveat of being like a serious episode, because I mean it's hard to beat the Froggy song or the Naruto clones on strike or anything like that, but for a serious episode this was pretty good.
Yeah, the although I the problem I have is I have trouble, even though I should. I know all the... So Neji dies, and I know all the jokes people make about how... Well, so this is going way back, but you remember when Naruto and Neji have their fight, and Naruto's like saying, well, bloodlines don't matter. It's who you are and all that, etc., and all that stuff. Well, the joke people make is that, oh, well, Neji had to die because otherwise he'd tell... because otherwise he'd know that Naruto was proven wrong, because bloodlines become super crazy important in this series. Like, the reason Naruto is able to, like, that's like an important part of Naruto's victory. Oh yeah, I was a descendant of this guy in like this series. So people say, yeah, Neji had to die. Otherwise he would have just told Naruto, see, I was right. All right, that's our Toonami stuff, and might be our last Toonami stuff for a while. In the meantime, we'll move on to Fate Zero episode 15. So they're still fighting. So let's see, Archer and Berserker are fighting, but honestly, that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So I'm honestly a little surprised they had that at all. Maybe the point was just to try to write them out or something. Yeah. Meanwhile, I can't remember the guy who is Berserker's master, like the guy, you know, who has the worm powers or whatever. And, yeah, so he's, okay. Some of the stuff I'm saying might've been in the previous episode. So sorry if I didn't mention it last week. So I want to make sure I mention it here. Or maybe I should save my editorializing for after the quick recap. Okay, so basically they are still going up against Castor, and it's mentioned to them, hey, Saber has like this superpower that can beat it, but she can't do it because her arm is weakened by Lancer. And Lancer says, okay, and he just breaks his weapon to free her from it. I saw all these, like, in the comments for that video, when I was looking at it on Crunchyroll, I saw all these people saying, why didn't Lancer, and then he gives some other alternate explanation for how he could have done it. Like, mm-hmm. Someone suggests, wouldn't his other weapon, like, stops magic? Couldn't he just hit her with that and that would solve it? Or, I don't know. Maybe that's just being unfair. But anyway, they're all able to work together, Saber, Lancer, and Ryder, to stall and then defeat Castor, who Saber beats with like her super sword in kind of cool moment. And then that's defeated. We're down one person, one side of the Grail War, and then everyone just decides, well, there's still a bunch of episodes, so we can't really fight yet, so we'll just go and fight later. So, right, what I wanted to mention, so that guy, I can never remember anyone's name, I'm sorry. He's like, so the backstory is that one of the guys, the one who is controlling Lancer, I think. Yeah, he was like the father of Rin and what's the other girl's name? Sakura? Like the characters from the actual Fate Stay Night. Uh-huh. And so as we know, the guy who controls Berserker, okay, I need to actually look up what his name was so I stop saying the guy who controls Berserker. Let's see, what was it? Okay, Karya Mato, so I'll just call him Mato. Okay, so he's like saying, well, you sent one of your daughters to this other family, how dare you do that? And he gives what actually seems to be a fairly reasonable explanation for the act of sending her away, at least. Not the stuff that happened later, but just a simple act of that, where he's saying, well, you know, when you got two daughters and they're both magically inclined due to reasons, it makes more sense to do that. And so then Mato gets super angry at him about that. I'm thinking, Mato, no, maybe he does know, but I don't think he necessarily knows that she's being worm tortured. So maybe you could tell him that? Because that's the whole reason you're so upset about it, and it's not clear whether he knows or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my comment there. Aside from that, good episode.
Yep.
I talked a bunch. Did you have any thoughts to add?
No, that's about it.
Yeah. Very, very good episode. There's some the bit where Saber, you know, launches her attack. That looked very cool. Like, you know, like animation good, and like the music was cool. And I'm like, yeah, that was a very cool moment. And we are definitely making some progress now because, like I mentioned, we got one of the sides taken out. So we're down to five. But let's be honest, we knew that Castor and the guy who's I still just can only call Light Yagami weren't going to win this anyway. So,
Yep. How many episodes are left of this?
I think about 9. Let me count for sure. 1, 2, 10. 10 episodes, Fate Zero left, and then we'll go to Unlimited Blade Works.
Okay.
All right. So then we get to 86, episode 11. This is the last of this first part of the season, and I think is actually a really lousy episode to put just before the break.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
So our 86 characters are still, you know, out in the wild trying to get by. They kind of stop by this school and spend some time there with, you know, imagining, oh, hey, what if we were actually regular students or whatever. Then they end up getting attacked by the Legion again. Shin decides to, like, pull off some sort of, against the others' wishes, basic suicide attack to try to let them get away. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. So they end up trying to fight anyway. And then it looks like they all die. And that's the cliffhanger thing. Oh yeah, and we also see some of Lena, who, now this is a weird thing. So she's visiting the, like, place where, you know, the others used to live and stuff. And there's a weird part where she talks to that older guy, and so she says she's under house arrest, but that gives her time to go here. What kind of house arrest lets you travel all the way over here? she ends up getting the cat, because, I don't know, maybe they wanted a cute mascot character. And then is like, well, I'm going to keep fighting or whatever. And yeah, that's where this ends. Thankfully, we didn't have to, when we go to the next episode, which may or may not be where we'll stop with the show, we'll decide then. We didn't have to wait 3 months to resolve this.
Yeah. Well, this was an episode, that's for sure. I don't really have much good to say about it. It just seems so weird that we the first 9 episodes were basically like pounding away at us saying, you know, how evil Lena's people are and all this stuff. And all of a sudden now, the last 2 episodes, we got a brand new show where we're following these 5 people as they try to get by. And they go to school and stuff. And then you've got Lena sewing up and getting even more guilt because apparently she's the reason this has all happened. It's all her fault. And I don't like any of these characters. I think the show is trying too hard to be Attack on Titan. And it thinks it's Attack on Titan, but it doesn't have any of the really cool battle scenes that Attack on Titan has that at least makes it survive. And, you know, which is why that whole last season with the Jaegerist wasn't doing so well because there was no really big action scene. So, yeah, I'm starting to get a strong dislike of this show. Mm-hmm. Like, I was okay with it for a while, but it's like, if they wanted to get me to care about these characters, then they needed to be featured more early on rather than all that guilt stuff that they talked about for, you know, the first 9 episodes of this show.
I think, so from my understanding, this first part covers about the first light novel volume. Now, from my understanding, the way it was written was originally it was just a standalone book and it was submitted to some novel contest or something. I think it won, actually. Then it was decided, hey, you know, there's a series to be made here. So the author, you know, rewrote stuff to, like, you know, make it more like the start of something rather than just like a standalone thing. I have no idea what changes were made to it. And I'm sure they changed a bunch of some stuff to, like, you know, make it more that way. The problem is, even when you do a rewrite, you still have the basic structure of a standalone thing that's then trying to become, oh no, this is part one. And I think that's kind of something that hurts it. So yeah, we'll see one more episode at least. I suggested we go one beyond because originally I was thinking, well, you know, check out the first part and then decide. But then this is such a terrible place to you know, end. And I'm thinking, see the resolution for the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So we've got that. Then we go for "And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online," which for some reason I keep thinking the title is it true there is never a girl online?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's "And You Thought There Is Never a Girl Online."
Yeah, so purple-haired girl and Nekohime kind of force them, the group, to all go on a visit to the beach because we needed to have our swimsuit episode. So here we go, the nice swimsuit episode, and they spend time on the beach, and they're forced to spend time on the beach because they're so obsessed with gaming that this is actually a difficult thing to do, which it kind of felt like it was a commentary on most gamers who honestly would probably have the same problem. And they do all that beach stuff, and then it's time for Rusian, whose real name I don't remember anymore because they just call him Rusian all the mm-hmm. time. He has to make a love confession to Akko, which I don't understand. I don't understand, like, how doing a love confession is going to make her, like, come back to reality. That it seems like it's counterintuitive. Well, it doesn't work out because whenever he confesses his love to her, she's like, oh yeah, yeah, of course, because we're married, right? And so all that went for naught, but we did get to have our swimsuit episode. So there's that. And actually, despite the tone of my review, I actually really liked this episode. I thought it was some pretty good interaction between the characters and stuff. I enjoyed it.
Okay. So, I'm usually not real... I generally don't really care for the beach episodes, and, well, I didn't care for that part of the episode much. I mean, it really is just them kind of, I don't know, we're going on the beach, yay, fan service. These swimsuits also seem completely impractical. Once we got past that part, it got a bit more interesting, although I will say, so here's something that I am confused about. So they say that apparently the hotel is part of some cross promotion with the game. So, like, you go there and, like, you buy stuff there and then you get stuff in the game. So, and I'm just thinking, like, is that an actual thing that happens? Because that seems like, I don't know, is that something that they do in Japan? Because I have trouble, I don't think they do that sort of stuff in the, like the US, like, oh, hey, you go to this and you'll get this stuff in the game. Like, how do they get that kind of promotion? And if there is such a promotion, shouldn't there be a bunch of other people from the game that are also taking advantage of it?
Yeah, that's something to think about.
The other, that's what I was just trying to figure out about, like whether this is the sort of thing that like online games do. I don't think they do it here, really. There are some cases where, you know, you go to this thing and you can get something in the game, but usually that's just more like one and done things, like, you know, like maybe at a convention or something like that. So I'm not so sure about that. Yeah, it's funny, because since everyone does call him Roostian, that's all I can remember. It's the same with, like, Schwein. I can't, like, what's her actual name? They never say it. They just keep saying Schwein. I don't even know what to call, like, the sort of leader one, because they just call her Master. What's her name? What's even her in-game name? Because I can't, So, yeah, I mean, I guess as long as I've got a name to refer to them with, I'm okay. At least it's, but, yeah, with her, I'm thinking, I don't even know what her name, like, actually is, even in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So, yeah, the other question I had was, this episode just kind of feels like it doesn't feel like it follows up from the previous episode, which was what I thought was a little weird, that they do that and then they just don't like continue on with that. Just like, well, here's a new story. So yeah. So that was my thoughts on, that bit. The other thing it also had a weird sort of like, I think it's supposed to be a cliffhanger, but it's so vague. It's the only reason I even realized there was a cliffhanger was because of the captions. It's at the end when Roostian and Akko are talking, and then Roostian briefly disappears and then reappears, and then he says something, and it like the captions say like it's said by fake Roostian. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's a cliffhanger. I probably wouldn't have even picked up on that if not for that. I mean, I guess his voice is different, but would have been kind of quick, and I would have been like, oh, wonder why he sounds different.
Nishimura, that's his name. Lisa's last name, Hideki Nishimura. Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
Yep. So, that was... and you thought there is never a girl online. Ep 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay, top 3 time.
Yes, top 3 time. Let me just think about it. Okay, I think I will probably put there's Naruto in 3rd, Food Wars in 2nd, and I'll put Fate Zero as winning. I think against most episodes of it, I would have this episode of Food Wars would win, but it went up against Fate Zero on a pretty good week. So yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't have a Fate in my top 3 this week. My 3rd place is 3rd place would be Food Wars. 2nd place would be Naruto, and my favorite episode of the week was And You Thought There's Never a Girl Online. So that gets number 1 for me.
Okay. So that's that for that. So I actually I don't know if you had any news, but I actually had some things I thought might a number of things to talk about. Well, first I might want to let you go. Did you have anything?
No, I don't really have anything.
Okay, so there's 2 things that I wanted to mention that I thought were interesting. So, Last week, I was mentioning that I finished Jujutsu Kaisen, and I kind of compared it to the first season of that to the first season of Demon Slayer. And, well, to recap quick, I said that I thought Jujutsu Kaisen at its best was better. Let's see, what was it? Well, basically, the first half of Jujutsu Kaisen I thought was worse than Demon Slayer. The second half I thought was better. But if you average it all out, then Demon Slayer came out ahead. And I referred to it jokingly as the popular shonen series that isn't Demon Slayer. Well, I didn't realize how popular it was until they released a top-selling manga list for 2021, and Jujutsu Kaisen took first place with almost 31 million volumes sold in the year. And Demon Slayer came in second place with 29.5 million. that was just a little interesting. I mean, One Piece is in sixth place for the last year. That's kind of surprising. The main thing that I wanted to mention was not only did Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen sell crazy well, like in the last like 7 years, they outsold basically each manga series at least on a yearly basis for like the last 7 years, if you don't count Demon Slayer last year. But then Tokyo Revengers got third place with like almost 25 million copies, and I'm like, do you know anything about Tokyo Revengers?
Nope.
Okay, neither do I. It's apparently popular, I guess. So, that's the stuff. In case anyone's curious, well, you can look it up your self. But the order top 10: Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, Tokyo Revengers, Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, One Piece, Chainsaw Man, Spy Family, Kingdom, and Haikyuu.
Okay.
The other thing that you might be more interested in was I did decide to just because, like I said, been trying to watch more anime, subtitled Spanish, improve my Spanish skills. I did get through the remainder of the second part of the second season of that time I got reincarnated as a slime. So. I'm sorry. I keep accidentally holding this thing and dropping it. I don't know if you could hear that noise, but yeah. So I don't know if I didn't know. Did you like have any questions or wondering anything about it or?
Well, try not to spoil it for me, but at least tell me whether you thought it was good or bad or in between.
Kind of an in between. So. Like I saw some people their reactions to it when it aired, and I'll just say one thing. I think we made the complete correct decision not to watch it as it came out, because this would have been horrible to watch on a weekly basis. It's like, I'm sure I probably would have just like quit. It was if you watch through it more quickly, then it works better. It also helps to know that even though like the first four or five episodes are basically just characters talking, yeah, we do actually get into some kind of fighting and stuff. That's the big thing. There's a whole lot of episodes of talking at the start, and then more plot happens. It's, it does still have the same sort of problem we've often had. Oh, hey, Rimuru wins and his allies win basically everything. So there's that, but I would say compared to the first half of this second season, I think this was on the whole a little better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing. And actually the first episode of this second part, I thought was pretty good. There's a lot of good jokes and stuff in it. And, the rest of it is kind of a mixed bag. Like I said, there's a lot of episodes that are just talking, and and it does kind of have some of the issues we've complained. But if you want the thing, I would say, yeah, it's a little better than the first half of this season. If you average it all out.
Mm-hmm. So would it be worth botching at some point?
That's what I've been kind of wondering about, whether to recommend it or not. I would say that if you did want to know what happened next, and you thought that the first and you like, I mean, there's some good stuff in it, but there is some of the same problems we've had. So I would say basically it's a case where if you watch it, you probably won't think your time is wasted. Well, I mean, outside of some of the episodes where your time is wasted, but as a whole, it wouldn't. But at the same time, it's not something I would say, oh yeah, you should definitely go and watch it.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of middling, just like the first half of the season was. It is a little better, but then again, I also, that one I watched weekly, which makes me wonder if I went through that more quickly, would I have maybe liked it more? Because like I said, this would have been horrible to watch on a weekly basis for us. So yeah, that those are my general thoughts on it. I don't want to get into too many specifics. The other thing I guess I noticed is that I could not remember who about half of the characters are, and they keep talking about all these different countries. And I'm thinking, I can't remember which one is which. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, yep, that was that. Any other questions about it you might have been wondering?
No, that's about it.
Okay. One thing, I did decide to check out that sort of spin-off show, The Slime Diaries, which aired between the first and second half of the season. I watched one episode and I decided that was kind of enough. It's a series that's basically, it's based on this one comic, and it's one of those, like, you know, I don't know if it's technically four coma, but it is, like, you know, there's four panels for, like, each comic is, you know, one page long and there's four panels. And it's basically just adapting all of those. So, it's always weird to me. I've never felt frequently it seems like four coma doesn't translate well into English, which is weird because it's basically the same structure as, you know, our newspaper comics, but the timing just always seems weird. And I feel like when they put it into anime form, it works worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like a matter, like, one thing was basically, it's about all the characters arguing about something, and then you find out, oh, well, the thing they're so passionately arguing about is just what outfit Rimuru should wear. And you're thinking, okay, that's a funny concept, but it was just kind of so-so in comic form, and when they go through the thing of watching it animated, the timing just, you know, gets set all off, and it doesn't work. At least in my view. Okay, so I did a lot of talking. Sorry about all that. So yeah, so that's been our podcast, Toonami Therapy, which will be not so much Toonami for the next week or for the next month or so. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I guess that's it. You already said you didn't have anything else to add, so I'll finish up all my babbling and say we'll see you next week.
Bye.